This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference. Stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live. Building a stronger Arkansas locally, that is the goal of the Arkansas Community Foundation. The Arkansas Community Foundation is a statewide community organization that's headquartered in Little Rock and has 27 local regional offices. 13 of those offices are in the Delta, including one in Craighead County. The goal of the Arkansas Community Foundation is to focus on making stronger communities, addressing challenges those communities face, and forming partnerships that can bring dollars to worthy projects. President and CEO of the Arkansas Community Foundation is Heather Larkin.
We make grants to charitable causes across the state. We help donors give to the causes they care about. We're a donor services organization and help people who want to give away money most effectively. And then the third thing that we do is what we call community leadership, which is just anything that builds communities where our kids want to raise their kids. So it can be anything from convening to strategic or proactive grant making or to connecting those donors to the causes they care about. So a community foundation is very much like a private foundation, you know, the Walton Foundation, the Renter Rockefeller Foundation. The difference is those foundations are funded by one source, a family, a company, something like that. The community foundation is funded by the community. People all over the state give money, set up different funds at the community foundation in order to make those grants.
And Larkin tells how many different funds are set up.
The Arkansas Community Foundation, we have about 1,500 different charitable funds, each with a different name on it, you know, a person's name, a family's name, like the Tom Bruce and Dolores Bruce Endowment. They all have different amounts of money in it, and they all have different charitable purposes across the state. And then each one of our local offices has what we call discretionary or giving tree grant-making endowments, where the local community leaders receive grant applications from worthy causes in the community, and then they make the grant decisions with that money.
Local regional offices select nonprofit organizations to contribute to primarily by local leaders who live in the area and know about those different organizations. A board of directors looks over grant proposals and decides how the organization can meet the challenges in the community and address the pressing needs, then awards funds for that organization to carry out those projects. Some on the local board may decide they want to fund certain programs themselves. Local boards will provide giving tree grants to organizations to help fund projects on a small level that are making a big difference in communities. Harkin tells more.
Some of our strongest community foundation offices are in Northeast Arkansas, including the Endowment Foundation for Greene County, headquartered in Paragould. Of course, Craighead County Community Foundation, headquartered in Jonesboro. The Mississippi County Community Foundation, headed in Blytheville. The Endowment Foundation of Cross County, which is in Wynn, and I could go on and on. But about 11 or 12 years ago, we received a very large grant from the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation in Northwest Arkansas, and one of its primary objectives was to build the community foundation network in eastern Arkansas, up and down the Delta, in the 26 counties of the Delta. And so we have a strong presence there. Some of our strongest work is in Northeast Arkansas through those community foundations.
There are numerous statewide nonprofit organizations that receive part of their funding from the Arkansas Community Foundation. One of those organizations is Connect Arkansas, a nonprofit organization that brings broadband access to as many Arkansans as possible to help spur economic growth. Connect Arkansas is in 57 counties in the state. They have a statewide program called Computers for Kids. The program was not in Greene County. However, the Arkansas Community Foundation brought the program to Northeast Arkansas and helped bring the Computers for Kids course to 50 kids in Greene County. Chief Operating Officer of Connect Arkansas, Emerson Evans.
This program really helps those kids out that don't have access to a computer or the internet at home by providing that to them. And it also has the added benefit of giving them the education they need on how to utilize it correctly. And a kind of bonus to that is their parent or guardian that attended the class with them also learns as well. So we're not only teaching students how to utilize a computer, but we're also teaching the parents as well, so that they can, you know, help monitor and make sure that everything's going well, and then also they can utilize it for some of their own items as well when after the kids go to bed and that sort of thing.
Andy Peeler is a member of the local advisory board in Craighead County and is vice president of investment at Stevens Incorporated.
The Arkansas Community Foundation had its real birth back in the late 70s through the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation to start that. But it got with an idea that community foundations are set up to make it easy for those who are charitably inclined to establish endowment funds to benefit those groups, organizations, schools, charitable organizations that they want to support forever. And that's, as I said, that's what started with some work and some funding from the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation in the late 70s. It grew exponentially in the late 90s, early 2000s, and that's when Craighead County became part of it, with a further matching grant or series of grants from the Walton Family Foundation. And that's when the number of affiliates, if you will, or branches of the Arkansas Community Foundation grew pretty rapidly, because the Walton Foundation basically said that they would match $100,000 a year of money that we raised, that any local foundation raised, for a period of 6 years.
Stephen says the Craighead County Community Foundation was created in 2001 by pledging to raise a certain amount of money over a six-year period. That money was matched by the Walton Family Foundation. Peeler says those who chose to give charitably to organizations can either give small amounts of money in the form of grants, special monetary gifts, or larger sums of money through endowments. The money then comes to those chosen organizations for a long time and can help those organizations benefit communities. Some who give will give money to specific organizations, such as their church or organizations they choose. Others do not know who to give to, so those people will give to the local office, and decisions are then made as to where the money goes. Peeler says hundreds of thousands of dollars has been raised to help many organizations in Craighead County since the start of the local foundation in 2001. One of those is the Treble Clef Music Club. They received a small grant for a project that involves special needs children in music education. Past president and current publicity chairman Pat Qualls-Taylor tells more.
We gave our first special needs scholarship a couple of years ago. It was a $250 scholarship. Then this past year, we gave a $500 scholarship. In addition, other organizations gave scholarship. But I learned of the Craighead County Community Foundation, which is under the umbrella of the Arkansas Community Foundation. I learned that they awarded grants in Northeast Arkansas. I applied for a grant through the Craighead County Community Foundation last July and learned in November that they had awarded us a $500 music scholarship. And this went to a young lady who Julia Lansford had worked with through Abilities Unlimited. Her name was Patricia, and she loved working with her, so we awarded her that scholarship. Unfortunately, this family moved off, and so the remainder of that scholarship we awarded to Dina Mueller, who will be studying with Robin Yates. So we're very thankful for the Craighead County Community Foundation and the support they have given us.
The Treble Clef Music Club presents an annual program in Fowler Center's Riceland Hall that showcases the musical talents of those who have special needs. The program will be held in April, and it's in its fourth year, and focuses on the role of music in the lives of children and adults who have special needs. Taylor says music scholarships provided by the Craighead County Community Foundation made it possible for music to be taught in a special setting. Taylor tells how the foundation is making a difference.
They're making a difference in one person's life and furthering their musical training. But as I said, Northeast Arkansas has embraced this program and supported it, and they're behind it. And it can just be a trickle-down effect to other musicians to encourage them to have the courage to get up and perform and to further their musical education. It's very heartwarming. I mean, there are tears flowing all through this program because people are so moved to see people with autism, all forms of autism, cerebral palsy, blindness. It's just heartwarming and encouraging for the audience to be able to see something like this and to embrace it and encourage it.
For more information on the Arkansas Community Foundation's Aspire Arkansas report, as well as the giving programs, those can be found at www.arcf.org or by calling 501-372-1116. This is Making a Difference on KASU, featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live.